Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the various etiquettes that are shown to us from the Mubarak Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that this beautiful deen of ours is such that everything is shown to us, how we do things, the adab, the etiquette, even visiting the toilet, how a person should visit the toilet, the etiquettes of visiting the toilet, etc. So, and one looks at it, there are about 17 etiquettes only for visiting the toilet. It shows how refined our deen is. So now we're doing an etiquette here, the chapter on the prohibition of sitting on a qabr. Babu tahrim il julusi ala qabrin. The etiquettes, or when a person is visiting a qabr, they don't sit on the qabr itself. Now why? Because Islam has given so much of respect to a believer, a mu'min, a person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much of respect is given to him that at a time of death, how is he treated? The talqeen is made for him. He's encouraged to read the kalima. Then when he passes away, the etiquette is that his feet should be straightened, eyes should be closed. Different etiquettes that is. Then when ghusl is given to him also, that how the ghusl is being given, the way, the method of ghusl, how is given. And then what type of water is used towards the ending, camphorated water. Clean sheets are used to shroud him. Then ithar is applied on him. The body is hand washed properly with respect. That this is the body treated with so much of respect. Islam is giving a believer so much of respect in his life also. When he's passing away, after he passes away also, how he's treated, also Islam is showing us that this is the respect that this body is given. And now when the body is also lowered in the qabr, how it is lowered, in which manner it is lowered, how deep that qabr must be, how that qabr must be dug, the two different types of qabr also is mentioned to us in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there are so many different things that are shown to us as far as respecting even the deceased is concerned. So that respect that needs to be given. So now we come to a chapter here, Babu Tahrim il Julusi ala Qabrin, the chapter on the prohibition of sitting on a grave. Now why ulama explained that when a person is alive, that respect that was shown to him, that same respect must be shown to him when he passes away. Give him that same etiquette and same respect even after he passes away. We'll explain a bit further. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لأن يجلس أحدكم على جمرة أن يجلس أحدكم على جمرة فتحرق ثيابه فتخلص إلى جلده خير له من أن يجلس على قبر رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه mentions that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, for one of you to sit on a burning coal, for one of you to sit on a burning coal is which burns his clothes and it reaches his skin. In other words, the heat of that coal burns his clothes and it reaches his skin, is better than sitting on a grave. It's better than sitting on a qabr. In other words, what it means, just think of it like this. If there were two spots to sit on, one was sitting on the qabr, and one was to sit on a burning coal, and that type of coal that is burning, that will burn the clothes and burn the skin, the heat is fell on the skin, it's better you sit on that coal than sitting on the qabr. In other words, so much of respect that has to be shown, even for the person that passed away. Like how you show him respect when he's alive, you show him respect when he passes away. Ulama explained that when you're going to visit the qabr also, is that you stand facing the face of the person that had passed away. Why? Because in his lifetime when you talk to him, you would stand in front of him, you would face him. Even though by doing this, your back now is facing the qibla. Because the person who has passed away, his face is facing the qibla. If you're going to face your face towards him, your back is going to face the qibla. Ulama say that this is correct. Your back may face the qibla, but your face should face the person that has passed away. So when a person is reciting at the qabrustan, this is how he stands. And then ulama go further to say, is that when in his lifetime, the distance that he used to keep between that person and the person that he's visiting, when he would speak, in other words, when you talk to him, what distance he would normally keep, that's the distance also he keeps from the qabr. So if when he's speaking to him, he should speak to him very close, then he goes a little bit closer, like if it was his ustad or his sheikh, then normally he would sit close to him and talk to him. So like that, he goes even closer to the qabr of this type of a person. Another thing that ulama explained is that when a person is reading, then, or reciting Quran, whatever it is for the deceased, then he'll face the face. But when he's making dua, now he'll face qibla. The reason why he'll do that face qibla is because somebody may not assume that he's making dua to the deceased person. If somebody sees from outside, they don't understand, they'll think that this person is making dua for the person, he's not making dua for him, he's making dua to him. That in other words, he's praying to the deceased person. Just to avoid that misunderstanding, now he'll face qibla, and he'll face qibla in such a way that not that his back is facing the deceased, he'll come behind the deceased. So his front is still facing the deceased, and he's also facing Qibla. In this manner now he'll pick up his hands and he'll make dua. So these are the various different adabs that are shown to us as far as the deceased is concerned. So here Islam teaches us so much of respect that now don't even sit on this man's qabr, so don't even walk on his qabr. Now imagine think this is the respect that is shown to a person that has passed away. How much respect we should be showing to the people that are living, people that are alive, the believers, how much more respect we should be showing. We'll do one more small chapter. Babun Nahi an Tajseez al Qabri wal Binai Alayhi. The chapter on the prohibition of plastering or building over a grave. An Jabirin radiallahu anhu qal, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ay yujassas al Qabru wa ay yuqada alayhi wa ay yubna alayhi, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited plastering over a grave, sitting on it, and building on it. Here we learn three things. That we are prohibited from plastering a qabr. Putting plaster over the qabr, building on top of the qabr, or sitting on the qabr. And the reason for this, ulama explained, is that this is a wastage of money. Islam doesn't teach us to waste money. For example, a person is making wuzu. Now he's told that he must wash three times. Now if he continues washing, he's wasting water. By wasting water, he's wasting money. And so Islam teaches us that we don't waste anything. The person is like that, if he's told when he's having ghusl, he just allows water to pass over his body. He keeps washing and washing, and this becomes wastage. Or sometimes if there's no need for a light to be on, and he's got the light on, and he's wasting electricity. So like once I went to visit my ustad, Hazrat Mufti Sahab, it was in the evening. So I still remember I went to visit him in his office. It was dark, the lights were off. And then he asked me, is there a need for the light to be on? Because if we're talking, we can talk in the dark. But if there's a need, then I'll put it on. I had something to read out, so I told him I had it to read, something to read out. He said, okay, now it's a need for us to have the light on, we put it on. So this is how a person thinks, that if there's a need for me to use something, I'll use it. If there's no need, why waste? So this hadith is teaching us, that there's no need to plaster the qabr. Person is put in a qabr, this is the adab of putting a person in a qabr. There's no need to plaster it and waste any money. Nor is there a need now to build a structure over it, a dome, some type of a building over it. If there is no need. Yes, sometimes you'll get a situation where there's fear, that is a prominent person, and now people may desecrate the qabr. You'll get some places, maybe a sahabi had passed away, or a tabi had passed away, and they may be in a place that people may desecrate it now to build some type of structure around it, to lock it up and to keep, just for protection of the qabr. That is permissible. Here it's talking unnecessarily to build over a qabr, to build some type of monument. This is not something that is encouraged in deen, encouraged in shariat. Let our qabrs be as it should be, simple, without any type of wastage. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.